Wednesday, August 17th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, a recent article out of the Gospel Coalition reports that the Christian Reformed Church last month voted 123-53 to affirm that unchastity in the Heidelberg Catechism includes adultery, premarital sex, extramarital sex, polyamory, pornography, and homosexual sex. The move wasn't just an affirmation of biblical sexuality, but also a call for church discipline for congregations that dissent.
That was a startling story when it came out. As you know, the PCA, we had our General Assembly and made some pretty clear declarative statements concerning biblical sexuality, as well as the standards for ordination, and that anyone identifying as a gay Christian, even though they declare themselves celibate, our overtures, which now must be approved through the presbyteries, declared that such are not qualified for ordination in the PCA. Well, we heard a number of other denominations that were making some pretty clear statements, but honestly, startlingly, was this overture within the Christian Reformed Church. Now, why do I say startling? Well, it has been very clear, and I have many brothers in the Christian Reformed Church that are faithful to Christ, have been fighting a battle, and there has been a clear trajectory into cultural accommodation on matters of biblical doctrine in general, but biblical sexuality in particular, to the point of homosexual affirmation of those who were ordained in ministry and were not being disciplined, of losing clarity of lines of demarcation ethically concerning marriage and the issue of same-sex marriage. And there were some deep concerns. It's been indicated by a rather rapid falling in the membership and attendance of CRC churches. And then comes this very clear trumpet call to biblical sexuality, that any sexuality outside of a marriage between a man and a woman is unchastity, it's sinful, it's immoral, it cannot be considered chaste, cannot be considered acceptable, but is sin and must be dealt with by church discipline. Well, that is not only a clear and clarion call, in a sense, it's rather abrupt, giving the overall news and trajectory for the last 10 to 20 years in the CRC. Now, the Christian Reformed Church is basically a denomination that came out of the Reformation in the Netherlands. When Dutch Christians came over to America, one of the denominations, and really the predominant one, is the Christian Reformed Church. And it was filled mostly with those who are the products of the Dutch from the Netherlands into America. But the Jerusalem of the CRC was Grand Rapids, with Calvin Theological Seminary and Calvin College. And over these last 20 to 40 years, the downward spiral in the college confessionally and the seminary has been clearly identified, and the ministers that come out of that college and seminary have then gone into the courts of the church, and we have seen the resulting theological downgrade in the CRC and the loss of effectiveness and the loss of membership as a direct result of it. Well, now, how did this turnaround come? Tom, from a Christian World in Life view, let me go ahead and state it. Leadership. No longer is the CRC overwhelmingly Dutch. So no longer is it an ethnic-dominated church, although still, clearly the majority are of Dutch ancestry, but you have these ethnic churches that have come in who overwhelmingly have had a sterling commitment to being faithful to confessions that are faithful to sola scriptura, that the scripture alone is our only rule of faith and practice. And that has started to have an effect throughout the institutions, policies, and now the courts of the CRC. Even more than that, now a number of their ministers are not coming from Calvin Seminary. The number of their ministers are coming from Westminster Seminary and from other more conservative seminaries. Tom, can I just go back historically a little bit? When I was coming into the ministry, Reformed Theological Seminary had come into existence, and it was starting to produce a number of graduates, and the PCA, which had just begun, didn't have enough room for all of their graduates. So some of them began to filter into a sister denomination, and that is the Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church, or the ARP, which also was in a trajectory of liberalism, fueled by a theological downgrade in their seminary at the time, which was Erskine. Well, the ARP had an amazing turnaround in the 1970s. It had to be a revival, back to a trajectory of faithfulness, which has continued to this day of being faithful to Christ and effective with the Great Commission and the proclamation of the truth of God's Word, and again producing great leaders for the evangelical and Reformed theology throughout our nation. And so what you're having is a replay of these graduates coming from these faithful seminaries into the CRC, many of them in these ethnic minority congregations who now are having a significant impact. And what do we see? Another affirmation of the biblical truth. Let me look at the negative side and the positive side with just a few comments. When you had a seminary that was producing those who were soft on theological integrity and those who were compromised theologically, you had the downward movement of the denomination at every single level of its institutions and its churches. A theological downgrade in the leadership led to a mission downgrade in the effectiveness of the denomination. Well, now, in the providence of God, you're getting leaders who have theological integrity, who have confessional faithfulness to the truths of God's Word. Well, what happens? Now you see something moving in another direction, not only now with some new churches being planted, churches being revitalized, but you now have in the courts of the church theological faithfulness, biblical integrity, and overall ministerial sanity. That's what you're now beginning to see. Bad leadership, bad results. Good leadership, good results. Jesus said, when all said and done, pupils become like their teachers. That's why Satan goes after seminaries when he goes after a denomination. Because if he can get the seminary, then he gets the next generation in the pulpits, then he can get those who are in the pews. In other words, if you strike down the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. He knows leadership works. And if he can get a hold of the leaders and compromise them, then the churches and the courts and the ministries will be compromised. He knows that. If the blind lead the blind, then everybody falls into the pit. So, Tom, we get the chance to do a good news program of God providing streams of godly leaders coming into a historically effective denomination that was on the ropes theologically. And now here is a clear marker of theological integrity and biblical sanity returning to a denomination through the acts and motions of its highest court in the gathering of the CRC in their version of what we call a General Assembly. And the good news that came out is encouraging to all of us. The theological downgrade had eventually come to the point. There is an organization called the National Association of Reformed and Presbyterian Churches that the CRC was a founding member and was actually dismissed by vote because of their theological compromises. Well, here is a trajectory. I have every hope that our faithful brothers are going to lead this denomination back to biblical faithfulness and Great Commission effectiveness. So here's some good news. I praise the Lord, and may their tribe increase.
Harry Reader's book, 3D Leadership, is devoted to equipping the church and believers to multiply and mobilize leaders in all walks of life. A great resource for your personal development, group Bible study, or for church officer and leadership training. To order your copy, go to briarwood.org/3D. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.